Alrighty, welcome back to The Muster on Thursday. A little bit more Beatles there. Some great tunes. What a great band that you can sort of just realise, listening to some of that music, just how visionary, how far ahead they were, and how important they are in our music scene, the old Beatles, eh? Rightio. Something that has a little bit visionary, quite visionary actually, Thriving Southland, set up by a bunch of farmers. And has really taken on a life of its own. We've got Richard Kite, well known to Muster listeners over from his time with Dairy NZ, but now the project lead. Richard, good afternoon. Welcome to the Muster. Thanks for your time.
Afternoon, Andy. Good to be able to come and talk again.
No, yep. Great to have you on, and nice to rekindle the chance to have a chat. Thriving Southland. I sort of alluded to a bunch of farmers set it up. Is that true? What happened, and why has it been set up?
Yeah, it was set up about, it started with an idea probably 18 months, two years ago, and it was a group of farmers came together and said there's got to be a better way to move forward than everything that's getting thrown at us, and really looking for a positive way through. And actually, from that, it's a cross-sectoral group, so, you know, working together, and it's really trying to get the positive messages out there that, you know, farmers are actually making a difference on the ground. They're out there working towards change. And if you give them the information and put it in front of them and give them the support, then you actually can make a real difference. So it's actually linking into a sort of a positive message, and maybe, you know, looking at where we're heading with consumers and that sort of angle.
So Thriving Southlands just doesn't have farmer support. It's got government support as well, hasn't it? It's really captured the imagination of farmers and the government.
Yeah, it has, and really the funding that Thriving has got from the government has certainly enabled it to get up and running and do the things that we went out and we asked, we talked to catchment groups, farmers who are actually and their communities, because the rural communities are really quite close. There's a lot of people involved in these groups, and we asked them what they needed. The funding's enabled us to actually get up and running and provide that to those people on the ground. Yeah.
So how's it making a difference? What's it, you know, how's it making a difference for the farmers and the community in Southland?
One of the things, the feedback we got from the groups is, you know, running a catchment group as such is, it's hard work, and all these groups, you know, you tend to one or two people bear a lot of the burden. So we've been able to get in there and assist them, find the information they're looking for. Some groups run themselves really well, are really well structured, and others are just moving into that phase. So we've got four catchment coordinators that get alongside the groups and help them, assist them with doing, you know, actually doing what they want to do. And, you know, you give them the information and they come up with the ideas, and it's helping drive those ideas through to fruition. Yeah.
So you're the enablers, right? You don't do the work yourself. You coordinate, you enable, you give them the resources.
We do, yeah. And we go and find the information they require to achieve the things that they need to achieve within the catchments, and then you find the catchment groups will work together across their river catchments, such as the Aparima, the Aish group. You start seeing the catchment groups starting to work together as well. So yeah, it's about enabling that to happen, and enabling them to drive the change that they want to see happen.
So plenty of projects, plenty of things happening. What sort of things can farmers look forward to in 2021 coming from Thriving Southland?
Well, we've just signed an agreement with the Aish group, which is the collaboration of six catchment groups. So they've been around for about 3 or 4 years now, and they're going to be doing some work around water quality, understanding that, working stream walks, looking at what does that look like for them, and that's that whole engagement around water. Then they've got a project around farm environment plans. This has all come from the group. And actually, you know, we've got a standard farm environment plan. They want to look at actually how do you make it work and really make it work for you. And then some work around the sediment loss that they want to work at a catchment specific level. You know, really making a difference, understanding their own issues, and then making a difference. So ACES, and they're also looking into future farm systems. These are some of their ideas they're working with. And we're seeing catchment groups that are actually really understanding the physical properties of their own catchments and what that means at a farm level. So when you go to make a difference, it actually makes a difference. It's not just a broad brush sort of approach. We've got the Aquavan coming down. We're helping fund catchment groups that want to bring the Aquavan down, which is actually engaging our young people and schools with what's going on in the catchment and the understanding of how we're all interlinked. So yeah, there's a lot going on, and it's constantly the ideas are coming from the groups. So yeah, it's certainly an exciting time.
Probably one of the more visible ones right now, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's happening tonight, is Surfing for Farmers. You've been involved in the setup and the coordination of that as well, which according to what I saw last Thursday, looks like a very successful program.
Oh, and being able to support that project, and that's it is a farmer-led group, but it's amazing. Something we've done with about 50 people at the last evening, and it's obviously in the wellness space. That's really important for thriving Southland as well, to support that. So initiatives in the wellness space, Andy, we believe, cater that as people, getting direction and understanding is key to wellness. And also, getting out on the surfboard and blowing the cobwebs out is the other way of doing it as well.
Exactly. Where can people find more information about Thriving Southland? I know one way, because it came in my email box, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the newsletter, which I must commend you on. It's a great newsletter, very easy to read. I think whoever put it together did a fantastic job. But other than the newsletter, how else do people find out about Thriving Southland?
Yep, so we've got a website, Andy, www.thrivingsouthland.co.nz, and all the information we compile and what's going on is on the website, so it's a great place to go to. And also, linking in with your local catchment groups, and we, if you can't find them, we can help with that. As well as Facebook, so there's the Facebook connections. But it's really, we're really about enabling catchment groups and putting people in touch. And, as I say, providing the information and the knowledge that people need to make decisions.
Yeah, so so if you're involved in a catchment group, by default, pretty much they will be in touch with Thriving Southland, but you can get in touch with Thriving Southland directly if you want. Yep.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, Richard. Hey, look, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. Great initiative, and great to see something like this, which is grassroots farmer-led, to then get the support from the government to enable it to really fit it, do its purpose, which is to just really make sure that Southland farming and Otago farming, it basically, but Thriving Southland is top draw, and it's really starting to get noticed. I'm seeing a lot of work from the Pomahaka group around the place, so yeah, some great work that is being done, so well done.
Yeah, certainly a lot happening now. Thanks, Andy. Good to talk.
All right, Richard Kite there, Thriving Southland. You get along to their Facebook page or talk to your catchment group. And in absence of any other information, and no one's told me it's not on, so I'm going to say it is, Surfing for Farmers is on tonight. Colwick Bay or Riverton, go to the Surfing for Farmers Facebook page if you really want 100% double check, in case I'm putting everybody crook. But from what I saw last week, 50-odd farmers there. I don't know why it shouldn't be on tonight. So if it is, have a great night. All right, coming up after the break, we're going to wrap the show up a bit more. Beatles, come together.